AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden visits Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and deliver his first Memorial Day address as president. In the speech, Biden called on the people to remember.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace.
After the ceremony, the President and First Lady Jill Biden stopped by a row of gravestones in a cemetery where some 400,000 are buried. Police in the Miami area say two shootings over the weekend were unrelated as they continue to look for the shooters involved. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava tells WPLG.
We will do everything we can, and use every resource available to bring these people to justice.
Two people were killed and at least 20 others wounded when three people got out of a car and opened fire with assault-style rifles and handguns on a crowd headed into a concert venue in northwest Miami-Dade. Investigators, while not using the word gang, say the shooting involved two rival groups. Late Friday night, a drive-by shooting outside another venue left one person dead, six others wounded. In Tulsa, Oklahoma today, an interfaith service at the dedication of a prayer wall at a church that was under construction 100 years ago today when a white mob destroyed 35 blocks of Greenwood, a prosperous black neighborhood in the city. The Reverend Robert Turner says the wall of the Vernon African Methodist Episcopal Church was all that was left.
The only thing we have that's still standing is this basement. And this exterior wall, God led me in inspiration from the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem to become a prayer wall for racial healing.
The mob destroyed much of the neighborhood, killing as many as 300 people. This is AP News. Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives walked out last night, breaking the quorum and leaving Republicans unable to pass a bill that would impose tight restrictions on voting across the state. Representative Chris Turner, the chair of the House Democrats, says the session was dominated by a right-wing Republican agenda.
Extremism by needless legislation that panders to the far right of the Republican Party.
Turner adds that the walkout was all they could do to stop what would have been one of the most restrictive voting laws in the country.
The 67 members of our caucus have, from day one of this session, fought with everything we have against legislation to suppress the vote in Texas, to make it harder for people to vote.
The voting law was a primary issue for Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He says he will call a special session. Since Donald Trump's loss in November, 14 GOP-controlled states have passed tougher voting laws. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.